Okay, this is a parakeh from Hilchos Trumos and the Rambam. And this parak is going to be talking about, insofar as particular fruits are concerned and produce, what you do, what you're separating truma from and what you don't. So that's what these halachos will be about. The Rambam first says, in halach aleph, ain't torment element a yafe. Right? So this is the general principle we're going to see for the next few halachas. You only separate truma from that which is the most choice, the best of the produce. Shnemar baharim chemes chalba mimeno. Vim ain sham koin. And if there's no Kohen around, or there's no one you can, an immediate vicinity, Ancient Kohen, Torim and Miskayim, you separate from that which can last, Afbi Shesham, Yafesh and Miskayim. In other words, better to take from food, produce that'll last a longer period of time, which this, therefore can catch up to when a Kohen shows up, versus the more choice produce that won't last as long. Ketzad Torim to Einim ala Grogers. So for example, a person can go ahead, should go ahead and separate out, let's say, fresh figs from dried figs. Makom shein sham koim, but there's no koim around. Torim grogros al teinim. Rather, you should separate out the what it called dried figs, because can last longer on the fresh figs. Then rogelasos teinim grogros, right? But let's say, normally speaking, he makes these dried fig thingies. Torim it to teinim al grogros. So then he can separate out fresh on dry. Afilu makom shein sham koim, even there's no koim around. But if there is a coin around, in term in a gorgas altainim, you should never go ahead and separate dried figs on fresh ones. I feel the makum chidrakalasos in gorgas, even in a place normally where they would go ahead and make ta'anim, transform ta'anim fresh figs into the dried type. Alacha base, tormim batzal shalim. Okay, so you're allowed to go ahead and separate truma, you could take an entire whole onion and separate as truma, even if it's small. You can't do truma on half an onion, even if it's huge. As a general rule of thumb, you never are separating truma from one min on another min, from one type on another type. Right. So you see from one, let's say, grain from the grain, so to speak, and wine from the vat. Vim tarm ain truma truma. But if a person went ahead and did truma from one min on a different min, then the truma would not be considered valid truma. Akishos v'amalafon min echadu. So zucchinis and cucumbers are considered one min. Anyone who's gone shopping in the produce section can see why that would be the case. Kol min chitim echad. Different kinds of wheat are different types of wheat are considered one species. Kol min te'enim v'grogros udvela achas. So too when it comes to fresh figs, dried figs, and like the way that these blocks of figs are all one, but torm is elzen. So therefore you can torm, for example, one type of wheat on another type of wheat. The cholshu kill ayim bechavero, but anytime if you take two things of produce and mix them together, they'd be considered kill ayim, right? Lo yitro mizelzen, you can't do truma from one or the other. Afilu min yafal ra, even from, let's say, that which is beautiful or choice on that which isn't. So ketzad, how you look, hamishim seya chitin. Let's say a guy has 50 seya of wheat. Vechamishim seya seorim. And he's got 50 seah of barley bevayis echad in one room. The hifrish alakol shnei sa'in chitin ein truma. And he says, you know what? I'm going to separate out two sa'in of chitin on the entire batch of both chitin and sa'in. Doesn't work. The chol she'enu kilayim bechavero, but that's something that would not produce kilayim if it was mixed with its other min. Torah min yaf elara. Then you can go ahead and separate out the choice from that which is in his choice, or from the poorer stuff, aval lo mineral yafeb, and not from the raw and the yafeb, im tarm truma so truma. But if he did it, it's still considered truma, chutz min azonin al achitim, meishin ol hoda. Except for this type of an inferior type of wheat thing that basically human beings didn't eat or wasn't roi from achal adam. If you did that on wheat, then that wouldn't work as truma. Halacha dal. Ein tarm midabash nigram malachta al davar shel nigram malachta. So going again to these similar, all the next few halachas are going to deal with this idea of ein tarm al something else. So for instance, you can't separate truma from something that, let's say, you finish the entire agricultural process to its completion on something that hasn't been completed. Right? And also you can't do it on something that hasn't, that's been incomplete, on something that's incomplete. And something that's incomplete on something that's complete. Shemar, how do we know this to be the case? Mina gomar ala gomar. So basically, the only thing you could do here is you could do truma when it, let's say, it's within the same min. You can do it completed, uncompleted, but you can never do incomplete, uncomplete, or incomplete, incomplete. Vim tarmu truma san truma. But if you did it, it's still considered halachic truma. Halacha hey, may must I tarmu sagorim mishayivor. So when do we separate truma out from, let's say, the silo? Okay, so now we're getting to halachas of when the chiyuv comes into existence of doing truma. So when do you do truma? So what, when it comes to when you separate out the kernels, bar mixas, tomim in a bar, al shein a bar. So let's say you separated out a bunch of the kernels, then you can separate from that which is separated and that which has not been separated yet. Hamachnas shibon l'tok beiso, lasosom mlilos, harezet tomim shibon. Let's say someone brings big bunches of grain, stalks of grain into his house to make, this type of grain food, like not grits, but something along those lines. Then you can do truma from the stalks themselves. Lachavav. Me'emasai tormin esagas. So when do you start taking truma from that which is in a vat, usually for grapes, for instance? Mishalchubah shasiv ara. So basically when the person has walked at least straight, let's say horizontal and vertical over the grits. Now, what about olives, which also are used in a vat? Mishitanu. Okay, so that's at the place where they take that big wooden thing and push it over it. Once that hits the olives, at that point in time, we can now say truma can be taken. Halacha zayin. Back to what truma from X on Y. Ein tarum min tara latame. You cannot separate truma from that which is tara on that which is tame. Mim tarum truma sa truma. If you did, it's good. Now, it's interesting. V'lach l'Moshe v'Sinai, this is something that was given over at Har Sinai to Moshe as a Torah Shabbat Peh. She'igol she'devela she'nitma miksasan. Okay, so let's say you have a round package of dried figs attached to each other, with some of them became tameh. Tormen l'chadchila min ha'tar shabal ha'tameh shabal. You can actually separate out the tahor stuff, right, on the tameh. Meaning, even though this is one unit, I can say I'm being mafresh from the tahor, the tar part, even though it's attached to the tameh part. Not just this cake, so to speak, this round thing, that's one entity. Even if you have, let's say, a bundle of vegetables or piles of wheat, where some part of it was tameh and the other part's tahor, it still works. But let's say they're two separate cakes, okay? Or shnei agudos, or two bundles, or shnei arimos, two piles, achas tameh v'achas tahora, right? Betzida, lo yitro min ha'tara tameh l'chadchila. This is where it's different. If I have one pile that's tameh and one pile that's tar, I can't mitzarf them together and say I'm being tarim the tar on the tameh. That wouldn't work. The tormen trumas meiser min tar ala tameh lechatchila. However, I can separate the Levi can separate trumas meiser from tar and tameh. Shenemar es mikdashom imenu tul min amikuda shabbat. So in this, the Levi would be able to take trumas meiser from tameh on tahar. Alach aches ein tormen min tameh latar. You cannot separate from tameh on tahar. Vim tar b'shogeg trumas shema. If you did it accidentally, it would still be considered good truma. The mezid lo sikin es hashirayim. So if a guy did it on purpose, so he doesn't fulfill a skia for that which is left over. V'zeh sheherim truma v'yachzor v'yisrom. Okay, so what does he have to do? Rather, he has to separate truma a second time. This all applies if he didn't know the nature of the tuma. Let's say he knew v'shagag and he did it accidentally. Shemutar litram in the tamei altar. Arayu kamezid. Let's say the shogig was he didn't know. Right, that you're allowed to go ahead and torim tameh on tahor, then he's considered like mezid, and the same applies to chench b'trumas meiser. The same applies to trumas meiser. Halachates ain tormen mina mechubra ala talush. Okay, so I can't separate truma from that which is attached to the ground on that which is detached. V'lo min talush ala mechubra, and not vice versa. So ketza, what's an example? Hayulo peira solution. Let's say I have produce that's been separated from the ground. The amar, and I say peiros elo you truma. These pears will be truma and included al pears elam mechuarim, including those that are also still attached to the ground. Afilu lekishiyotlishu, even for when they're separated. Oh, or shahayilu shtei arugos, right? Let's say he has two rows of produce. Amar pears arugosu solution. You truma al pears arugosu mechuarim. So he says this row of detached produce is going to be truma on that row of attached produce. Osh amar pears arugosu mechuarim. You truma peiros arugos a solution lo maklum, or vice versa by the row case he hasn't said anything. Ava imam our peiros arugosu solution you truma peiros arugosu likishe yitlishu. Okay, but let's say I say this row of produce that is detached is I'm going to mafir truma from this and including in that on that row for when it will be detached the nitlishu and then I detached it then hol biyado l'tolsham right since he has the ability to go ahead and detach in a mechusar maisa. Right, there's no action lacking here. And then, therefore, when he now uproots the second row, then his words have come true. as long as he, as long as again, these, the plants have grown to a third of their size, because they always have to be a third of their size maturity wise to say that, truma would apply to these, this produce. Halacha yud. Ein tora min halacha al-yavesh from the yavesh halacha. Okay. So I can't separate out a fresh produce on dry or vice versa. Im tamar truma so truma. But if I did so, the truma is good. Ketzad. So likate yarak hayom, but likate menul machar. So let's say I harvested a vegetable today, and I harvest the same vegetable tomorrow or the next day. Ain't torah mizal zeh. I can't separate one on the other. Unless I would, because vegetables go bad quickly. Unless normally I keep these vegetables stored for 2 days. V'chein yerek, so to a vegetable should darkel lishtamer shloshi yamim. Let's say there's a vegetable that I normally store for 3 days. It could go on hamilaf of vanos. Cucumbers, kol shalike b'shoshi yamim mitfarav for torah mizeh. So anything in a 3 day period of time, I can be torn one on the other. Yerek shadarkel lishtamer yom echad bavad. But if the vegetable only is able to be stored for or normally stored for 1 day, v'likei b'shacharis. Let's say I collected and harvested in the morning, v'likei b'erev, and then I harvested the second batch in the evening. Then torah mizeh zeh. It would still work for me to be torn to do truma from one on the other. Okay, lach yidal. So I can't separate truma from this year's fruits on last year's fruits. Only perishana shavra, perishana zu, and vice versa. Vim tarim and truma. If I did that, it's not truma. Shnemar shana shana. Lika yerek erev shana. Let's say I harvested and gathered up a fruit on erev shana. Achlo ba shemesh until what do you call it? Until the sun is set. Because of liket achar shavah shemesh, and then I went ahead and harvested after the sun came out. Ain tarim is elzeh. Shzeh chadash v'zeh yashan. Simple. Since now the new year started, I can't turn one on the other because one of them is considered halachli chadash, which is new, and the other one is considered old. Let's say someone harvested an esrog on Tu Bishvat or the night of Tu Bishvat, Achlo Baal Shemesh, and then v'chaz of liket esrog achash Baal Shemesh, and then he went ahead and separated he went ahead and harvested an esrog the following day. Ain tor mizal zeh. Why meisha echa v'tishrei Rosh Hashanah maestros duo v'kitnius brakos? Why simple? By the first case, Rosh Hashanah is the first day of maestros. Grains and stuff like that. And then Tu Bishvat Rosh Hashanah Maestro Sa'ilan. So again, Rosh Hashanah is the new year for Maestros of Tzvua Kitnios and Yirakos, like grains, for instance, vegetables. Whereas Tu Bishvat, as we know, is Rosh Hashanah Linanos. So therefore, the Maestros of Ilanos don't apply until after Tu Bishvat. Halachi Beis. Ain Truma Peres Aretz Al Peres Chutzaretz. I cannot separate Truma from Israeli fruits on Chutzaretz fruit. Lo Peres Chutzaretz Al Peres Aretz, not vice versa. Lo in Paris Aretz al Paris Surya, lo in Paris Surya al Paris Aretz. So too with Durabanan land Eretz Yisrael on the rice Eretz Yisrael, and vice versa. Lo in Paris Yenochayim and Truma, Kagon Lecha Shechapeya. I can't separate Truma from those things which are not Chayiv and Truma, like the Matnos Aniyim. Al Paris and Nisrama Truma, son al Paris Shechayim and Truma. Or for instance, I can't separate from produce that was already separated for Truma on Paris that are Chayiv and Truma. Lo in Paris Shechayim and Truma al Paris Paturin, or from Paris that are Chayiv and Truma on Paris that are Putter. Not that they're not Chayiv at all, but meaning they were Chayiv and now they're Putter. In all these cases, if the individual went ahead and was mafresh truma, it is not considered truma. Let's say a person separate out truma from the first meiser, right? And from that first meiser, there was no truma taken. Let's say he separated from meiser sheni, the hektesh shalom niftu, or that which is set aside for the base of mikdash and hasn't been redeemed yet, aperis acheres and other fruits, ain trumasa truma. This truma, this separation would not be valid as a truma. Halachi Yudalev. Ein Torah Medavar Shu Chai Minatorah, Davar Shu Chai Midivrei. So again, I can't separate out produce that is Chayav Truma Midaraisa on that which is Chayav Midarabana. Lomin Mechui Midivrei Chai Minatorah, and it's not vice versa. Vim Torah Truma So Truma V'yachzav Yisrum. And if I did so, it's considered good truma. What do you call it? But I should go ahead and separate another round of truma. As we've seen before, a flower pot with a hole in it is considered like as if it's in the ground. The kamiya benekev, right? And how big does the hole have to be? Kedei shorish katan v'upakas mikazayis. A small enough for a little root to go through, which is smaller than a kazayis. Zaretz v'ua ba'atzitz. So if I plant grain in a flower pot, she'enu nakov, that's sealed. Ve'via shlish, right? And it grows to the third of maturity. V'achach nikvu, and then I make a hole in the pot. The nigbaretz v'ua, and then the grain finishes growing. Unakov, right? Hariyokut Sameach. It's considered as if it's growing from the ground. Visha'enu Nakov, Achi Gvenu Kodem Shavi Yushlish. So what do you call it? So it's considered as if it grew in a flower pot without a hole, okay? So which would be like in the original situation, since it already grew a third. But if it was before a third, then it'd be considered like growing in the ground. Halacha tezayin. The Torah Paris, hagdolim in aretz, hagdolim ba'atzis nakav. Let's say a person is mafresh truma from that which is grown natural, so to speak, in the ground itself versus that which is grown in a flower pot with a hole, okay? Which again is considered halachically like the ground. Only Paris, that's nakav hagdolim in aretz, or vice versa, truma sa truma. It shows you that halachically we treat them the same. Torah mishen or nakav al nakav. Let's say I separate out that which is from a flower pot that doesn't have a hole in it, meaning it's not in the ground, on a flower pot that does have a hole in it, truma sa truma, it's good. The yachzav yisrum, but he should go ahead and do truma again. Torah min a nakov, al she'in a nakov. Let's say I separate out from a flower pot which has a hole in it, on that which doesn't, truma sa truma, it's good. Lo sochal, I shouldn't eat it. Ad she'yotzei le'a truma ma'isos makom acher. I shouldn't partake of it until the person who separated initially does another act of truma ma'iser from some other bunch of produce. Okay, lucky design. I told him in a demai al demai. I mean a demai al avadai. So we know demai is, we'll call it suffik. So suffik tavel suffik truma. So let's say I separate it out from demai on demai or from demai on that which I'm sure, meaning a situation vadai means where I didn't separate any trumas of my service. Trumas of truma, it's good. But I have to go back again and read Torim everything. Torim in avadai al demai. Let's say I did it from that which I know is chayev and that which is suffik chayev. Trumas of truma, truma is good. But lo sochal shiyosi alea truma my service. But again, the coin shouldn't eat from it until the owner goes ahead and does another round of separating from regular produce. Okay, lachid ches. Ein torman shibolam al chitim. So I should not go ahead and separate truma of stalks, right, on wheat, right, kernels, v'zesim al shemen, or olives on olive oil, v'navim al yayin, or grapes on wine. Vim tarm, if I did so, ein a truma, it's not truma. Why? Zema shema yatriach ha-kolon l'drech l'ikdosh, because we don't want the kohen to have to go ahead and make this stuff, okay? It's a big pain for him to do so. Ava tormin shemen al zesim anechbashin, but you can separate out shemen, olive oil, on olives that have been crushed already, the yayin al nevim, or let's say wine on grates, lasot smukin, to make raisins out of them. L'maze dome, what's this like? L'torim mishne minin, she'enen klan zebezem and yafel ara. This is just like separating out from two species, okay, that if I mix together would not be over the isser of kilayim. And in this case, I'm doing yafeh, the good, on the inferior. So too, I can go ahead and separate out from olives to olive oil on pickled olives. Not the other way. I can separate truma from yain that hasn't been subject to bishul on that which is bishul, because the mevushal one is raw. Okay. But not the other way, because that'd be raw yafeh. Again, the clear versus unclear wine, clear wine being better, unclear wine being worse. So I can separate from dried figs that are measured out that are counted out versus dried figs on fresh ones that are counted. But I can't do fresh figs on dried ones measuring out. Or dried figs on fresh ones that are counted. Why? All this comes down to is because I have to always show that I'm doing my mafresh truma in a very magnanimous, generous way. I can separate wheat kernels, let's say, on bread. But I can't go from bread to wheat. But if I did in any situations, right, I would say it's still, the Rambam says it's still considered halachic truma. Halachic test. Okay, so I can't separate truma from oil on olives that are being pressed, or wine on grapes that are being pressed. Because that would be like considered separating out that which finished its process of creation on something that hasn't finished yet. But if I did, the truma is good. But I should go ahead and do another round of truma on the olives or grapes themselves. Let's say what he separated was mixed with other things, and I'm entering a situation of suffix again, right? So if I ate it, I would be considered chayev because I'm eating truma that I'm not allowed to eat, like all real truma, but not from the second truma that I'm chayev to take the second round, as noted in the first part of that halacha. Let's say I was mafresh shuma on olive oil, that my intention was to eat ozesim al zesim, bedaita ala kol achila, or let's say al zaros, and my intention was to eat them all, meaning not make them into olive oil, oshtar miyayin ala anam shem achila, so to wine on grapes I plan to eat, o anavim anavim al kol achila, or grapes on grapes I plan on eating, the nimlach, the dorchan, let's say, but then I change my mind that I'm going to press them for wine, the darach azesim anavim, and I do that to the, either the olives or the grapes, shekvar tarmalan, that I already said I'm separating for truma, in its rach lachs of lichum. I don't have to go back and separate them for truma again. Halacha vav, ein tormin chometz al yayin, I cannot separate vinegar on wine, aval tormin yayin al chometz, but I can wine on vinegar, shayayin al chometz min echad hein, because wine and vinegar are one species. Let's say a guy's intention was to separate wine on wine, but turns out he has vinegar, not a good truma. But let's say his intention was to separate vinegar on vinegar, and then v'nimsa chometz yatarm yayin, but it turns out the vinegar that he separated really is wine, trumasa truma, the truma would still be good truma. Let's say a person separated out a barrel of wine on wine, v'nimsa chometz, and it turns out it is vinegar. Im yodeash ha'isa chometz achilo tarma, in a truma. If he knew it was vinegar until he did not, until after, what do you call it, he was separated, it's not considered truma. But let's say it became vinegar after he set it aside for truma, then I raise a truma, then it's considered truma. Let's say to suffix a truma, then he has to go back and do truma again. Let's say he goes ahead and separates out zucchini, and it turns out one of them is like very bitter. The nims avatiach. Let's say he's doing truma on a watermelon. The nims of saruach, and it became spoiled. Osha nimsu nikarin, or it turns out it has like holes in it and worms. Tarim chavash yayim nimsu megula. Let's say he separates a barrel of wine, and it comes out that it is open. Shas lishdosa, and therefore because it's open, I can't drink it. Truma v'yachzor v'yisum truma shnia. It's considered good truma, but I have to go back into truma a second time. Vein achas mishdan midamas b'fnei atzma. In this situation, when this thing that he was separated out gets mixed with other things, what do you call it? It's considered a suffix. And if a person went ahead and ate one of the two, he would not be chayev to pay the chomish penalty. So what's an example of this? So let's say one of the two portions that were separated from truma falls on that which is a chulin, then it wouldn't cause the suffix. Nafashila makam acher. Let's say the second fell somewhere else in a midamasa. Then there's no suffix. Naflu shtei in the makam echad. If two of them fell into one area, midamaus bikatana shivashtein. So then the suffix would apply to the smaller of the two. Vechenim achal zar shtein mishalim bikatana shivashtein mechomsha. And if a non kohen ate both of them, he'd have to pay the value of the small one along with the fifth penalty. The case of the oseh b'shtein. What does he do? Right, no stone, the Kohen, Echad, he gives it to one Kohen, but notam in a Kohen to Meagdola. And the Kohen goes ahead and takes the value of the greater amount for himself. Allah Chavdala. Abodik as a Chavis, Vinicha, La Hafrisha. Let's say a person is checking a barrel to see if there's wine inside, and he sets it to the side for Truma, Alacherim, on others, Achitase, Kula Truma, Vinel, La Kohen. Until basically the entire thing would become Truma, and he would give it to the Kohen. Lacharzman, Batka, Matzachomis. But after time goes on, he finds out that this is vinegar. So from the time he checked until 3 days, it was definitely wine. And then what we say is that all the wine that remained, because what we're going to say is that for that, when it came to all the wine, from that the time they checked, we knew for the 3 days it was good wine. And everything afterwards is a problem. It's considered as if it is corrected. So the first 3 days is considered good wine. Everything from that point in time is considered suffix. And therefore, if it's sarkal hafishman or shumashnia. And that's why, because from the 3 days on, it's considered suffix truma, you'd have to do another hafrashas truma. Halacha hafei, b'shosha prakam tzarech libdokas yayin. So 3 times during the year, we have to check wine, shenicho, that he set aside, lahafish alav, shem hechmetz. Okay, so if a person sets aside wine to do separate truma from, he must check out that wine 3 times during the year to make sure it turns to vinegar, ve'ilohain. So when the eastern wind blows after Sukkot, uvahotzas hasmadar, okay, that's when the grapes start to actually form. Uvashas knisas mayim lebusar, when the water or the fluid stuff, the liquid starts to go into the unripened grapes. Yayim megiso mafrichin alav becheskash hu yayin ad arbaim yom, and then wine that is in from the vat We can separate from it and assume that the wine is still good for 40 days. Finally, Alacha Chavav. Hamaniach Peros Lios Mafresh Alan. It's when a person sets aside Peros to separate from them. Ach Yasu Truma until they become Truma. Apapish Emafreshim Chafila Elamin Mukav. Even though ideally you only separate from the one area. Emifresh Arayim Becheskas Tamim. If he did, it's still considered, if he did Mafresh for Truma, it's still considered good. Masan Sha'avdu. But let's say it turns out, they got destroyed. Areza Choshesh Lachom Mashatikain. He has to be concerned about everything that he thought he separated truma from shem lo hifresh alan. Maybe he didn't do it properly. El echad el achas avdu, only after it's spoiled. V'digach machfresh truma shnia. Because of this situation, he has a machfresh truma a second time. That ends Parak Hay, and we will do Parak Vav tomorrow.